Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Brian Post Devotional Podcast. Hey, it's Friday where I am today, and I hope you have a great day before we get going. The weekend's coming, so I hope you have a great time with your family, friends, and if you go to church, a great day at church on Sunday. We're going to be taking a look at 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 19. And I'm just going to go ahead and jump into the text, as is my custom. Paul's writing and he says, "For the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, being many, are one body. Also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, we've all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? And if the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set members, each one of them, in the body, just as he's pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be?" As we begin reading this text, the verses 12 to 19, it's made clear that Paul's one thing on his mind, and this has resonated throughout his letter. Paul knows the strife and the divisions among the Corinthian brethren from the start. So by highlighting the diversities of the Spirit's manifestation, he establishes one simple point. There's one body of Christ and one Spirit. And while I'm eager to discuss the gifts of the Spirit mentioned here in this text, it's important first to discuss the body of Christ and its nature. Because when Paul refers to the body of Christ, he's not referring to Jesus as an individual. Instead, he speaks of a mystical body that's created by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not separate from this body, but he serves as its head, the head of the church. And Paul makes this clear in his epistle to the Colossians. Christ is not Jesus' surname. In the first century, Jesus would have been called Yeshua ben Joseph, or more likely, Yeshua bar Yosef in Aramaic, the language of the first century Palestinians. However, during his ministry, it was revealed that he was the Christ, the one who was to come. There's much to say on this topic, but it would take us far from our study text. Therefore, I'll make this point. Paul distinguishes between Jesus as an individual, the anointed one whose body was crucified and raised from the dead, and the body of Christ, the collected body of the anointed. Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one prophesied to come, the one God spoke to Eve in the garden when mentioning the crushing of the serpent's head. Jesus was the one God spoke of to Abraham when promising a blessing to all of the nations, and the one God referred to when he told David that his seed would never depart from the throne. Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the promised one. However, here when Paul speaks of the body of Christ, he refers to all who by faith have embraced Jesus and the redemption he offers. This body is not just one individual, but a body of many members. It's not strictly a spiritual body, because anyone alive who has physical bodies is also part of this body of Christ. And they're physical people. And it's not purely spiritual, because there are those of us that have passed on that are still part of the body of Christ. So it's a mystical body, and there's a mystery around it, but yet it's still reality. So, and this is what Paul means when he says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all members of that one body, being many, are one body, also is Christ." Interestingly, Paul uses the physical body as an analogy to describe the spiritual body of Christ. He explains that the body has many different parts: hands, feet, eyes, ears. And the point here is that although the body of Christ is one, believers in Christ make up members of this mystical body. Now, we briefly touch on the point of the manifestations or the gifts of the Spirit. And the simple fact is that the gifts of the Spirit are meant to serve the body. A healthy body is where the brain communicates with the entire body, instructing the feet, the nose, the eyes, the ears. Each organ has a purpose, which is to serve the body. Similarly, Jesus, according to Paul, serves as the brain or the head of this mystical body, just as a physical body cannot function if the head is decapitated. The body of Christ cannot function without its head, Christ, Jesus. The head instructs the ears, the eyes, the hands, the feet, all serving the entire body. So as we continue our study of the spiritual gifts or the manifestation of the Spirit, we must understand that the foundation and purpose of these gifts are to serve the body, not the individual members themselves. Regardless of the spiritual gift that flows through us, its purpose is not to serve ourselves, bring glory, or make a name for ourselves in the Christian community, but to humbly serve the church. Well, that's all I got for today, and I hope that you found this insightful. And if you had something that you want to say to me, add a comment or ask a question, feel free to use the email on the site to drop me an email. And other than that, I'm going to bid you a good day and peace to your homes. Catch you the next time here on the Berean Post.